Imagine this. It's a cold morning on December 1st, 1948, and you're walking along Somerton Beach in South Australia. On a patch of sand not far from the crashing waves lies a man. Dressed sharply in a tailored suit, his body leans casually against a seawall. His legs are stretched out, his feet crossed, as if he's simply relaxing by the beach. But there's one catch. He's not breathing, and no one knows who he is or how he got there. This is the story of the Somerton Man, one of Australia's most enduring mysteries that spans espionage theories, cryptic codes, and a puzzling DNA breakthrough. Welcome to another cozy and captivating episode of True Crime Sleep Stories, where today we unravel the enigma of a man who took secrets to his grave and possibly beyond. Light a candle, crawl under your coziest blanket, and prepare to be transported into a tale of unanswered questions and whispers from the past. But before we dive in, I've got some exciting news. Mark your calendars for CrimeCon 2025, happening September 5th through the 7th in Denver, Colorado. Come meet me in person, chat all things true crime, and snag an exclusive signed copy of one of my books. Be sure to use my code BRINK, B-R-I-N-K, at checkout to get 10% off your tickets. Plus, as a special bonus, when you use that code, you'll receive a free copy of my True Crime Sleep Stories book. Just DM me for details. Now, settle in, relax, and let's explore the curious case of the Somerton Man. Who knows, by the end of this episode, you might find yourself uncovering a piece of the puzzle that's eluded the world for decades. It all began at 6:30 a.m. when a couple walking along Somerton Beach spotted the body. At first glance, they thought the man was simply asleep. But as they came closer, it became clear that something was very wrong. The police arrived soon after and began inspecting the scene. The man appeared to be in his 40s and was dressed immaculately in a white shirt, brown trousers, a tie, and a double-breasted jacket. Oddly, every single label had been removed from his clothing. Was this an attempt to hide his identity, or something else entirely? The contents of his pockets only deepened the mystery. There was an unused train ticket, a bus ticket, a packet of Juicy Fruit gum, an aluminum comb manufactured in the U.S., a half-smoked cigarette, and four matches. No wallet, no identification, just everyday items that seemed to lead nowhere. Witnesses later reported seeing a man matching his description lying in the same spot the previous night. Some said they saw him raise his arm weakly, but by 7 p.m., he hadn't moved again. They assumed he was drunk or asleep, never imagining he would soon become the focus of a decades-long investigation. In January of 1949, over a month after the man's death, a suitcase was found in the Adelaide railway station. It had been checked in the day before the Somerton Man's body was discovered. Inside were everyday items like shaving gear and pajamas, but also peculiar things like a stenciling brush and a pair of scissors with sharpened points. The suitcase also contained some marked clothing, including a tie labeled T. Keen and a laundry bag with Keen stitched into it. Police thought they had their first clue. But after an exhaustive investigation, they found no missing person named Keen in any English-speaking countries. It's almost as if Keen was a deliberate red herring placed there to mislead anyone attempting to trace his identity. And then came the breakthrough, or so it seemed. A small, scrunched-up piece of paper was discovered sewn into a secret fob pocket in the Somerton man's trousers. On it were two Persian words written in a distinctive font. Tamam Shud, which translates to, "It is finished." The phrase was traced back to a rare edition of the Rubaiyat, a collection of Persian poetry often associated with themes of life, death, and finality. Police appealed to the public, and shockingly, a matching copy of the book was handed in. It had been found in a car near the beach around the time of the man's death. As investigators examined the book, they found faint indentations left from handwriting. There were two phone numbers and what appeared to be a strange encrypted code. One of the numbers led to a woman named Jessica Thompson, who lived just a few hundred meters from where the body was found. Jessica reportedly became visibly distressed when questioned about the case, but she insisted she did not know the man. The other clue, the cryptic code, provided no answers. Despite experts analyzing it for decades, no one has been able to crack its meaning. Was it a message, coordinates, or simply a fragment of gibberish? The mystery only deepened as the years went by. As the case gained international attention, theories began swirling. Some suggested he was a spy, an idea that wasn't that far-fetched given the Cold War tensions at the time. The cryptic code and the secrecy surrounding his identity all seemed to point to espionage. Others speculated that he had been involved in a romantic affair with Jessica Thompson, and that the copy of the Rubaiyat was an intimate tie between the two. But Thompson consistently denied knowing the man, leaving only more questions in her wake. Fast forward to 2022. After decades of dead ends, a breakthrough came in the form of modern DNA technology. Using a sample of hair preserved in the Somerton man's plaster death mask, genetic genealogist Colleen Fitzpatrick and Professor Derek Abbott revealed his identity to the world. The Somerton man was identified as Carl Charles Webb, an electrical engineer and instrument maker from Melbourne, born in 1905. But even with this revelation, uncertainty lingers. Why was Webb in Adelaide? Why had all identifying labels been removed from his clothing? Was Tamam Shud a message of despair or something more sinister? And why did Jessica Thompson react so strangely when shown his plaster bust decades earlier? Even now, the case of the Somerton man leaves more questions than answers. While we now have a name, Carl Webb, the mystery of his death and the events leading up to it remain shrouded in shadows. Did he die from an untraceable poison? Was he caught in the clandestine web of espionage? Or was he a deeply troubled soul carrying the weight of personal battles to his grave? The Somerton man's story reminds us of one thing. We may unravel the facts, but the truth sometimes stays just out of reach. The mystery of the Somerton man is one that spans over seven decades, capturing the imaginations of true crime aficionados, amateur detectives, and historians alike. But what do you think? Could one of you crack the code on the Rubaiyat? Or perhaps you've got a theory investigators didn't cover. Until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant, and always keep a notebook handy. You never know what mysteries you might stumble upon. Thanks for tuning in to this little episode of True Crime Sleep Stories. We'll see you soon with a full episode.